so we learn through play. Kufunza akili tutumie michezo. Kutunza akili tutumie michezo. Kukuza akili tutumie michezo. Kufunza akili so we learn through play. Kufunza akili tutumie michezo. Kutunza akili tutumie michezo. Kukuza akili tutumie michezo. Kufunza akili so we learn through
play. Hi, my name is Abu Numan, and I will be guiding you through this Learning Through Play audio course. This course is for any pre-primary or primary teacher who wants to learn how to use playful learning in their classroom to help their students learn. This is an audio-only course, so all you need to do is download the episodes and listen wherever you are.
And so we learn through play.
Hello, and welcome to Kampala, Uganda. This is the Learning Through Play audio course. In this episode, we are proud to have with us Teacher Rashida Nabukenya Kigundu, a teacher at Bina Islamic Primary School. She teaches all subjects and is happy to show us her fun, playful activities she developed to make learning science and English an enjoyable experience. Within the next few minutes, all I need from you is your attention. I'd like you to identify any of the five characteristics of play or any of the four spectrums of play. Remember those? Let's refresh our memories a little. Quick summary of the four fingers on your left hand that represent spectrum of play. There are four types of activities that count as learning through play. Your first finger is free play. This is an activity where children have the freedom to play, explore, and discover without an adult telling them what to do. Your next finger is guided play, where children decide what they want to do and an adult gives them suggestions. Your next finger is games, where children or adults design an activity that has rules or instructions for play. And your last finger is direct instruction, where an adult designs an activity and controls the environment with set rules about what can or cannot be done. Did you get that? Any activity that matches one of the four types above is a playful activity. Now put your right hand out in front of you. Look at the five fingers. This hand will represent the five characteristics of play. Your thumb is joyful. This is when an activity is enjoyable or thrilling and makes children feel surprised or happy after overcoming a challenge. Your next finger is meaningful. This is when children learn something new from an activity and connect it to something else that they already know. Your third finger is actively engaging. This is when children are directly involved in solving a problem or in playing a game, not just sitting and listening. You can see how concentrated children are because they stay focused, even with distractions around. Now, your next finger is iterative. This is when children try an activity again and again with new ideas and possibilities, experimenting with what happens if they make a change. Your last finger is socially interactive. This is when children play together and learn how to communicate ideas and build stronger relationships with each other. Every playful activity will have some of the five characteristics above. So let's head out to the field and join up with her learners as they play a game of science. And then afterwards, we'll head into her classroom for a fun English lesson. While listening to the teacher's classroom activity, I want you to close your eyes and visualize the playful activity taking place. Now imagine the children enjoying themselves and listen carefully to the session.
Before we go to the football, we are going to use our ears. I'm calling for your attention. Hush. Make a circle. Make a cycle. Make a circle. A big circle. A big circle. Us. Yeah, there. Stand at ease. Attention. Start at ease. Let your friend's arm stay attention. At ease. Attention. Just lend me your ears. I'm tall with a long neck. I can reach the tree. I have a spotted body. Eh? What am I? All of you?
Yeah.
All of you?
Yeah.
I eat other animals. I'm very fast. I have spotted body, spotted on my body. What am I? What am I? Shanita? Shanita? Thank you for trying another trial. Mariam. Clap for Mariam. I move very fast. When I'm moving, I flow from one mountain to another. What am I? What am I? Thank you for... No, why are you laughing for you? No answer is wrong. Now why are you laughing, Mpaji? Say sorry to your friend.
Sorry.
Have you forgiven him? That's good. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mariam.
Baboon.
Thank you for trying. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, Raymond.
Baboon.
All of you have tried. Last one. Doreen. Thank you, all of you have tried, but it's a river. It's a what?
River.
It's a what?
River.
Which is good. You heard it? Mpaji, why lying? The way he's convincing a friend, that's what I heard. Okay, that's it. That was. And then we continue?
Yes.
I glide. I have no legs. I hiss. What am I? What am I? Mele. Clap for Mary. Uh-huh. I blow everything. And sometimes I'm very cold. What am I? Wind. Very good. Clap for your friend.
Wind. Wind.
I keep watch at night. I eat bones. I keep people at night and I... All of you, what is it? Night dancer, who is that one? Thank you very much, but it is... It's a night dancer. Her ass, that is her view. You have to respect her view. Mm-hmm. Then you go to another one? Another one, the last one? I make my path. Quite behind me. While I'm moving, what am I? I hate callers' answers. Put up your hand, please. You know in Uganda. Yeah, give it me in Uganda. Wanji? Who knows that thing in English? Thank you very much. That's what I want. I want a person to express your view so that we collect you. Aha! Today, let us clap for Mehdi for the first time to answer the question. Now tell us that one in English.
Snake.
How do you call it?
Snake.
How do you call it?
Snake.
That boy goes to class.
Incredible. Not only did teacher Rashida's learners feel involved in the guessing game, but they felt comfortable enough to express themselves in a language they are comfortable and familiar with. Furthermore, I think I heard children forgiving each other and offering a warm embrace to one another. A good example of how play offers a common ground for all to enjoy. How many of the five characteristics of play were you able to identify? Was it joyful, iterative, meaningful, socially interactive, actively engaging, or all of the above? Remember, a fun learning activity does not have to have all the characteristics at once. Any activity can touch on one or two or all of the five characteristics and would still be considered a fun learning activity. Okay, let's now find out if you identified any of the four spectrums of play in the fun activity. Was the activity a game? Was it free play? Was it guided play? Or was it direct instructions? Good! Well done! Now let's listen to the second playful activity from Teacher Rashida's class.
Hello, hey!
Yes,
yes. Where are you?
Here, here.
Are you far?
Yes.
Are you far?
No, no.
Are you happy?
Yes, yes.
Good morning once again.
Good morning, Teacher Rashida!
How are you?
We are all right, thank you, Teacher Rashida.
Are we happy?
Yes!
Yeah, now we are going to make our small revision about the sounds we saw sometimes back. Are we together?
Yes.
I'm just going to write the sound, then you stand up and you tell us the sound. Is that clear?
Yes.
Ready?
Yes.
Ready?
Yes.
You have come to school, you're supposed to be free. Don't you see how your friends are, huh? Uh-huh. Which word is this?
A.
Which word is this?
A.
Uh-huh.
A.
Eh?
A.
Eh?
A.
Mm-hmm.
With the action.
Mm. Eh? Mm. Mm. Let us make actions for these ones. Uh-huh.
A.
Eh?
A.
Huh?
A.
Mm-hmm. Mm. 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 Again? Mm. Once upon time.
Time.
Another time, I'm going to ask you questions about this. Some children are staying on the farm. In the morning, they feed the hens and collect the eggs for breakfast. They take the eggs back to the kitchen and give them to the farmer's
wife.
Why do they give the farmer's wife the eggs after collecting them from the what? From the farm? Stand up and you tell me. You have an answer, please. Don't feel ashy.
To fry them.
To fry?
Yeah.
That's good. She cracks the egg. She cracks the?
Egg.
She cracks the egg? To open on one side of the pan. And the egg says?
Egg.
The egg says?
Egg.
The egg says?
Egg.
Is that clear? That is what we saw. Our sound called what?
Egg.
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 Mm-hmm. Now, if you have heard my story, who are the people who collected the eggs from the farm?
The children who were at the farm.
The children who were at the
farm.
After collecting the eggs, where did they put the eggs? Mama D, feel free. Mm-hmm.
The farmers.
Thank you very much. Wow. Thank you for trying. Mm-hmm. That is his suggestion. Another one. Did they take the eggs to the farmer's wife?
Yes.
The farmer's wife directly the farmer's wife?
No.
And I want another person to try. Mpaji.
Mm-hmm. The
to the
kitchen.
All of you?
To the kitchen.
To the kitchen. When the eggs were in the kitchen, mm-hmm, what else? What happened? Before the egg saying, before that, what happened?
They took the eggs to the farmer's
wife. Very good. They took and gave the eggs to the farmer's
wife.
The farmer's
wife.
Tony, what was the next after giving the eggs to the farmer's wife?
She fried them.
She fried?
Them.
She fried?
Them.
After the other action of making?
Them.
Eh?
Them.
After the other action of making?
Them.
Mm-hmm. Now you are seeing this letter of ours here. Which letter name is this?
E.
Letter name?
E.
Letter name?
E.
Letter sound?
E.
Letter sound?
E.
Letter sound?
E.
Letter sound?
E.
Action. Stand up and action. Tell me, show me the action. It is? It is? It is? It is? First, listen to me. Eggs in the pan. Eggs in the pan. Eggs in the pan. Crack the egg like this. Eggs in the pan. Eggs in the pan. Eggs in the pan. Crack the egg like this.
Lovely. Now, Try to identify any of the five characteristics of play and any of the four spectrums of play in the second activity by yourself. You can use this method for any fun learning activity. Come on, try it.
With my learners, I enjoy interacting with them. I enjoy sharing with them. I enjoy them communicating to them, responding to me, giving them me their feedback, giving me their histories at home, counseling them, cracking jokes with them. Every time now, yesterday morning, one came, teacher, I saw you at night. You were seated somewhere. I told her, no, I don't move at night. No, teacher, you were the one. So I tell you, We went on cracking jokes with her. Then she told the rest, hey, you see, I'm ever following my teacher. Don't you see that? Eh? So I enjoyed my class so much just because they were always close to me and I'm always close to them.
Let's hear from some of the learners about what they thought of Teacher Rashida's fun learning activities.
My name is Nazri Sheha. I am 11 years old. My favorite game is skipping a rope.
The activity we were doing in class with the teacher, what do you like about it?
I like to say sounds.
Which one is your favorite sound?
Sounds. Because my name starts with that. That's later.
What do you learn from playing with your friends?
We play fun games. And I love my friends so much.
What do you want to become when you grow up?
I want to become a surgeon.
My name is Musa Sisye Nasa. I am 10 years old.
Do you like playing with your friends?
Yes. I learned that playing rough is not good. So we play nicely, we have fun, and we learn more about games. Some of my dreams, the first dream I first dreamed that I want to be a pilot. But now I want to be an engineer. Because being an engineer, I get more money than a pilot.
What do you want to do?
I want to be with a company which can help me to build anything I want.
My name is Mugisha Sumaya. I am 10 years old.
Are you in Teacher Rashida's class?
Yes.
What did you like about her class?
I liked many things because she used to teach us very nice and she used to add us more courage to do some things. She used to teach us how to draw some pictures. And we used to draw, when we draw bad pictures, she used to help us and draw good ones.
What did you like drawing?
Strawberries.
What do you learn from playing with your friends?
I learn how to share with them and how to be a good girl in people.
What do you want to become when you grow up?
I want to become a surgeonist. He or she operates people.
My name is Kakungu Shafiq. I am 10 years old. I was in Teacher Rashida's class. Activities, I like the sound game because it was very fun. And my favorite sound was sounds. I want to become a doctor. I will treat sick people.
My name is Paja Rafat. I am 10 years old.
Are you in Teacher Rashida's class?
Yes.
What did you like about the activity today?
Playing with my friends. We learned what different sounds. I like them.
Which one was your favorite?
My favorite sound was sound.
Give me some of the names that have the sound.
Parrot, peacock, paper. I want to become a pilot.
My name is Trish Chevaila Gloria. I am 11 years. We play bladder and other games.
Who's usually the one that's winning?
Me.
Are you in Teacher Rashida's class?
Yes.
What was your favorite activity in her class? Did you like the one for the sounds?
Yes.
What about it did you like?
The sound.
Shh. Give me some words that have shh.
Short and shout and should.
What do you learn from playing with your friends?
I learn sharing, not abusing my friends, and so many others.
What do you want to become when you grow up?
A lawyer.
In our next episode, we chat with Teacher Rashida and get to explore what fun learning through play activity she developed and why. We will also look at how you can implement the same in your classroom. Till the next episode, enjoy learning. Join me in our next episode to learn more about learning through play.
And so we learn through play. Kufunza akili twatumia michezo. Kutunza akili twatumia.